Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm happy to have Paul Luftenegger back as my guest today. Paul is a leader in a new genre of music, which is positive, conscious music to inspire and promote global love and kindness. Join us for a conversation about Seeds of Peace, Paul's seventh inspired album, and hear songs from the album during the show. Welcome, Paul.
Hi there. I'm so excited to be here, Margot. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back on the show. We always have so much fun when you're on the show. And
it's been a while, too.
I just love having you on the show, and I love your music, and and the last time you were on the show, you can talk about that a little bit. That was so powerful. Oh, my gosh.
It was. And today, as I just want to sort of announce to everyone, too. So we have a very exciting person on the phone with us to share sort of in this really special moment. And it's sort of the first time that I've shared this, this Seeds of Peace album, which is new, my seventh, really from North America. So I'm really, really excited to do this with you today. And our special surprise guest is on the phone with us, so she can hear us. And we'll announce that maybe after, just to build a little suspense and to give people some time to get on here. But we'll announce that after maybe the first song that you play. I think that'd be fun.
I love that. I love that idea. Yeah. Oh, God, I have to say, Paul, I love your album. I totally love it.
Thank you so much.
This is
a special one for me. I feel like it's sort of the apex or the top piece of my pyramid. So, like, I feel like a completed whole round sort of orb and a whole completed pyramid, if that makes any sense to anyone out there.
I love all of those images, pyramids, and the pictures of the pyramids with you and the cover of your album that's in the slideshow. And
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Just before I play the song, tell us a little bit about why you titled the album Seeds of Peace. And that's also the first song I want to play during the show. So if you could tell us a little bit about that, then I will play the song Seeds of Peace, and we can talk more after that.
Sounds great. So long story short with this album, I knew at the beginning in 2011 when I started, I think ultimately when I woke up, it's sort of that was the experience. And for those that know my story in 2011, my father sadly took his own life. And it was sort of, I would say, the worst time of my life in many ways. And I knew at the beginning in 2011 that the message from within myself was that you will never have peace again until you find peace within. And I didn't really sort of get there until I think this year, so it's 8 years later. And I knew when I sang at the United Nations for the third time this past September, which would have been 2018, this is when this all started to kind of come into focus. And basically, I knew that I needed to do a peace project, and it started to sort of bloom, that sort of message started happening. And it was after my last album, Faith, which is the last time we actually talked. So Seeds of Peace is really a collection of songs that I knew I wanted to ultimately sort of feel inside of my heart that I would have shared with my father. And I wanted sort of this to be a sort of a container of an emotional flow from the start of a seed. And on my father's headstone, we have essentially a Deepak Chopra's teaching on it, which is in every seed lies the promise of a forest. And I have that engraved on the granite. And I feel very much that the two seeds that make us, one from our father, one from our mother, is the whole story of our lives sort of in it. And in meditation, I went back to those first two cells that made me, me. And as Louise Hay, you know, always said, you know, be the most you you can be. And that your life depends basically on that particular sort of nuance. So this is what this is all about. And the album starts off with the song The Seed, which is, I think, what we were going to start with today. So I think it's a perfect kind of start to this sharing of today.
Totally. The song is just a little over 4 minutes, so I just want to let everybody know so that they'll have an idea. And then after I play the song, we'll come back on and talk about the song.
Yeah, and also we can introduce who's on the phone with us.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah, the seed.
Even after all these miles, what a wonderful gift life is. Even after all these miles, what a wonderful gift life is. Even after all these miles, what a wonderful gift life is.
Gosh, that song is so beautiful, Paul.
Thank you so much. I'm sitting here in the exact same spot where I sat the last time I spoke to you, and so much has changed. So it's sort of like a time warp.
I know.
So,
I know.
Yeah.
In some ways, it feels like it was like 2 days ago instead of 2 years ago. I can remember that morning so incredibly strongly, and talking to you before the show and then on the show about Louise Hay, and oh my gosh.
Yeah, so this is sort of this is the surprise part of this that I feel is so aligned. And what I just wanted to say listening to that is our loved ones are always with us. I felt so many beautiful beings of light being with us from the other side, on the other side of the veil. And I just want to introduce who's with us today, because in my heart today on our walk, which we did this morning, I felt Louise Hay with me. And I just thought, you know, we've sort of talked about this for a while, this special guest that's on with us doing this, and this is sort of that day that aligned, and it just happened to magically align. And it's Alia who took care of and was Louise's sort of very dear and I would say kindred spirit, would you say, Alia?
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's Alia, everyone. And I just want to let you, Alia, introduce yourself, because I think that's the best way.
I want to first sit in pure adoration and how express to you how touched I am with that song. Hmm. And I really know what you mean by pyramids and orbs.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I know.
So do I understand that you were doing this last interview on the day that Louise passed and you discovered
that?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay.
On August 30th of 2017.
17, yeah. Paul, that's extraordinary. Wow.
And it's okay. So divinely aligned that you're here. And the fact that you even were able,
mm-hmm.
because I know we're also scheduled, but you're pretty scheduled. And I love that you just had this little nook open to do this. So that's the universe and Louise and everything working together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... that's amazing. So I did have the privilege and soul contract of spending over 15 years with Louise as a client. She first came to me as a client for my healing work and health and helping her maintain her brilliant body from, you know, her in her late 70s into her 90s. Mm. And then I became her medical directive person, because she didn't have physical family in her life. And so we had such a profound understanding of each other and communication and trust over many years of our relationship. I was privileged to, so I was with her on the day that she passed while you were doing this interview.
Wow. And it was really interesting because I had bought a camera that morning, and Corey's actually who told me, and I'll never forget it. I was with my mother, Corey, and myself in a camera shop, and he shared right before I was to buy this camera and rush home to do this interview in my hometown, which is where I am today, in the exact same seat. So to have you, which I didn't know you at the time, Alia, you know, in the physical way, and, you know, Louise really brought us all together in this moment. So it's... I feel very much that the veil is very thin today.
Oh, yeah.
All of our loved ones.
Yeah.
So,
well, Alia, I had not even heard about Louise transitioning until Paul told me a couple minutes before we were going to start the show. So, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, he surprised me that day in that way, and then he surprised me today with saying that you were going to be able to come on the show. So he's just full of
Lulu
surprises.
Lulu love that. Yeah. And if I might share, just an intimate detail of that day, if this is okay, Paul, with you.
Absolutely.
You know, Paul sang his brilliant and beautiful song at Louise's 90th birthday, and I went and, you know, took her to the birthday event with a few others and helped her get ready and, you know, was with her and how elated and just high with love after that gathering and after that beautiful song, which, you know, you could hear pins drop in the room. There was, you could feel the collective breath between everyone in that beautiful room of love and gratitude, and it was extraordinary. So that was my first introduction to Paul, although we didn't meet, so I don't even think I was even truly able to see him that day. And then Louise, when she passed, you know, I was privileged to do many of the sacred rites with her, and I was able to stay with her until, you know, legally is the last time, you know, the amount of time that you can allow a body to be unmoved after the spirit exits, which is very important from spiritual points. And as I was just sitting with her that day, she told me, you know, was definitely moving me around the house in various ways that day with her spirit. And she moved me over to a pile of CDs, and there were a pile of CDs, and one was not opened. And I didn't look at it. I just unwrapped it, and I put it in the CD player, and it was the same album from the birthday. And I sat there and just, it was such a profound experience of, you know, if you've had the opportunity to be with someone as they pass in that liminal state, especially that freshly, they're more available, you know, than even often when someone's in a human body.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, my soul intimately got to know Paul's in that day. Probably around the time you were doing this interview, which would be very interesting to determine. And then,
wow.
Of course, you know, a little time after that, I through Hay House, tracked Paul down to say, I'd like to have a conversation with you, because you were an integral part of that day for us in that moment, you know, within the hours after she passed.
Wow.
What's so funny is... And I just have to share, thank you so much for sharing the intimacy of that beautiful nectar of when someone transitions, because it is such a holy space that unless you've been through it, you just don't know. But
yeah,
I felt
true.
So honored when you had shared that story with me, probably about a month after. And I remember so specifically when I gave the gift. So I remember being in my hotel room, sort of wanting to give Louise a gift. And I went down to the shop and I thought, what can I buy the woman that probably has everything? And I thought the message came to me was just give her your heart, which is in all of your music. And I put a package together. I went to the gift store and bought a yellow bag and put every CD that I had and a card in it. And I didn't know if I could get it to her because she had already left the event, but I beelined to Dr. Christian Northrup's hotel where she was staying, and I just said, can you please take this and give this to Louise? And then almost a year later, right before her birthday, she transitioned, right? So it was that August that you opened that package from that bag that I gave her that day. It's an amazing circle of pure love that we've all sort of shared here today. And I love that we're recording this, because this will be kind of like almost like a timeless time capsule of, I think, just the veil being open and sharing our heart and our souls together. So thank you so much, Alia.
Yeah, and how that moment in your music brought you and I together, and just how kindred and connected and... it's kismet, and on the most profound, we're all connected. I mean, we know that, but it's those profound moments, and it is so sacred. And, you know, we may always remember to live in that nectar.
Beautiful.
As you
yes.
said.
Yeah,
day.
And I love that you and Margot too being here, with your name even being Joy, Margot Joy Donator. So there's so much joy that we get to share as well. And thank you for holding this space open too, Margot, with your work. So we're all sort of conscious in this moment, and I just think it's really cool how the universe sort of aligned this specific exact moment of almost like a nucleus of something that will come that will be really. Maybe, who knows what's going to happen next year at this time.
Well, you know, it's just so amazing, because I had planned to take this week off from the show, because I've been doing so many shows, weekly shows, for a while, and I have so many things going on in my life, and I thought, you know, I'll take this week off. And then I saw Paul's album came out, and I thought, you know, I really want to have him on the show. And so I asked him if he was available for today's show, and this was all... like within about a week ago, I think, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And he said yes. And then he got you on. I mean, it's amazing how, I mean, just all this.
A divine dance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Orchestration of a symphony. So fun. So it's your birthday,
it's
or it's
so
your
fun.
Son's birthday today too, right?
It is. It's my son's birthday.
Yeah.
It is.
So
yeah, and Louise is such a part of his life, you know, and I've been thinking of her a lot. You know, because we were looking through photographs of his birthday parties and, you know, and, yeah, just the other day he was telling one of his little six-year-old friends, you know, I had a person die, someone I really loved.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really, really powerful.
That's wildly amazing.
Yeah, and his birthday is why I had the time free.
Right, and that's even that, like, the miracle of life is right there in your son. So that's
absolutely
so cool that,
mm-hmm.
So that being said, do you need to get going? Because I know that you have to probably go and pick him up. Are you okay for time still?
I have a little bit more time. I'd love to hear more music.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know what it's like down in San Diego or where you are, Paul, but it's a beautiful day here today, and I'd like to play your song Beautiful Day next.
Oh, that's so
that
pretty.
Now?
I'd love that. That's so special.
And that one's just under 4 minutes, so I'll play that next, and then we'll talk some more.
Okay. Sounds great.
Today's such a beautiful day. I'm feeling like a child. Everything's going my way. With joy in my heart, love in my soul, I'm free to fly again. Sunlight on my face, wind at my back, sunlight on my face. Like a child again.
That is such a beautiful song, Paul.
I just realized that there's so much going through my, like, it's been such an emotional day, but I was just realizing that this is for sure the favorite interview that I've ever had in my life. So I'm so tickled that you're both here today in this moment, because I realized that my dream has come true, which was, you know, sort of a dream from when I was a kid. And it's sort of, you know, in its own unique way, shared between really two people that are on this phone and all of the people that are sort of in this container of divine love and timelessness with, quite frankly, the divine vibrations. So this is a dream moment for me that, you know, my dream has come true and I could cry.
Dream.
I was having some tears
true.
In that song.
And it's just so special. So thank you both for following your heart and your soul so that we could have this moment together on earth, embodied, and sharing, I think, just quite frankly, kindness, you know?
Oh, yeah. Definitely
love.
Kindness and love. And love, kindness is love in action. And, you know,
Oh, what a sweet moment. Thank you. They sure do, and it's
thinking,
a match made in heaven.
It is. It is. When I was listening to that song, the sun came out, first of all, I'll share. And I was looking at, you know, I have the Louise Hay Rose bush right outside my window and just, you know, being with that. And I just wanted to express to you such a gratitude and appreciation and acknowledgement for something that you've clearly dedicated your life to that is so integral to who you are, which is just being in the current of consciousness, flow, love, which is really what enabled us to come together today. So, you know, which is, yes, bowing to the larger current. And we all did that. But I just want to acknowledge you, how extraordinary you are.
I feel the same
Thank you.
Way about
Thank you so much. And I have to tell you, I have my computer open, and I just have to tell you, Alia, I'm looking at you in Louise Hay's arms as my picture watching this. And while that song played, I feel her so much with us, with you giving you a hug too. And obviously your precious, precious little angel son. I'm just so grateful to just be able to sort of be in this vibration with you. So thank you.
And I feel the same way. And, you know, just before I started talking to you two, Louise reminded me all is well. Everything is working out. My highest good and the highest good for all concerned. And
that
her saying that when my mom transitioned in October 25th of 2006, I remember my brother had called me about it and told me to get up there right away because she had had a massive heart attack. And I started to drive there and got to about, I can't remember, Highway 37. And I got a phone call and I pulled over and he said, she made her transition, go home and be with Dudley and Alex and Xander, my son. So I thought, you know, I guess I will. I'll just, because I'd had such a wonderful last weekend with her. And I went home, and Louise had said, well, Abraham Hicks had said to meditate for 15 minutes with a timer. And Louise had always said to write, she liked to write a question at the top of a page. So I had started doing that. So I wrote, Mom, what are you trying to tell me? Set the timer for 15 minutes and then let her talk to me. And she's been doing that so much, and Louise does that to me too, you know. Now Louise and Wayne and all, you know, these angels of mine talk to me by doing that. And I highly recommend people do that, you know, write a question and then set a timer for 15 minutes and let them talk to you through your pencil or your
I remember the thing that I remember from the day of her birthday, which always is something that is sort of a mantra that I think Dr. Christian Northrup said, I think at least three times on the stage that day, was that Louise used to always say, life loves me. Life really, really loves me. And I think we often forget that. And it's one of those things from that day, a little jewel or a diamond light moment that I always sort of carry in my heart from that day, because I love that, You know, I love that Louise sort of had the mantra. She's the mantra sort of affirmation queen, right?
Exactly.
So with us through, I think, through the veil, actually, quite tenderly. So I love that you shared that, Margo. That's cool.
Okay. Leah, do you need to get going?
I do. So with that said, thank you so much. And this was a pleasure, and I loved being able to share that little bit of love for Louise and your music and to connect. And
yeah, and most importantly, have
anyone,
a beautiful...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to say too, have a beautiful birthday with your son,
and
the best time ever. And thank you so much for taking some time to share in this, because it was it's a moment I will always cherish and treasure forever. So thank you.
Yeah, I love
you. I'm also wishing your son a happy birthday, super happy birthday.
Thank you.
Full of
and I'll
love,
get to tell
joy,
him that someone on the radio wished him. Wonderful. I'll get to tell him we talked about him on the radio. He'll love it.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Show later, too.
I will.
Okay. Well, lots of love.
Au revoir.
Today.
Bye.
Absolutely.
Okay, Margo. Well, that was pretty darn amazing. So, my goodness. And everyone listening, thank you so much for being a part of this, too.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm just like almost speechless, so I think probably is a good time to play the third song that you asked me to play this morning. You got inspired and sent me Do You Know from your album also, and that again also is a beautiful song. So would you like to tell us just a little bit about it before I play it, though? Or
yeah, I would. Yeah, I think that what happened today, as you had sort of talked to me about, we were just going to play two songs, but this sort of moment washed over me this morning in my meditation and sort of reflection space that I hold open. And what I realized today was my father was with me this morning very much. And I realized that this is the song that I would have really liked to have sung to him, because I think that I remember Oprah Winfrey actually teaching me, you know, basically, you know, what do you know for sure is the question.
Oh, I love that question.
And I love this question, which is where this song sort of started from, is what I know. And this is what I know for sure with God, with the divine, sort of, I think, answering the call. So this song is what I would have loved to have sung to my dad, because it really is sort of what he didn't know, which is why he sadly took his own life, I think, ultimately. But this song is so, I hope it goes out to those. And this woman actually, long story short, this gentleman wrote me just recently, just a few days ago. I spoke with him on Messenger. I don't know him very well. He's sort of someone new in my life that way as a fan. But he wrote me and he said, you know, Paul, I really want to sing this for my mother's funeral. She's probably going to pass sometime in the next little while, and I just wanted to make sure that I had your permission. And I thought to myself, there's no greater honor than that. But, you know, these are the sorts of things that happen to me in my personal sort of messages with people. But this song is what I know for sure about, I think, just ultimately being a soul and a heart with God and with spirit. So that's sort of what this song's about, is what I know for sure. So here we go.
That's perfect. And, oh, my gosh, we had 11 minutes, 11 seconds left when you said that.
Yeah.
Here it is. Do you know?
11:11.
Just over 4 minutes.
Okay. A spark of all that is
and all that will ever be. Because you are a part of the great mystery. Like the sun, the moon, and the stars above, you are made of love. Do you know there's a secret garden inside you? And do you know that the universe will always love you? And do you know you're a piece of heaven? Because you are a spark of all that is and all that will ever be. Because you are a part of the great mystery. Like the sun, the moon, and the stars above, you are made of.
And just imagine, yes, and so are you, and so is everyone. And this is the thing, you know, this is really why I do what I do, is because I hope and pray that people start to understand that more and more as they listen to conscious music, mine or anyone's. But I love music that supports the heart and the soul to feel its worth, and that's really my great call from God. So I'm just very thankful to moments like this with people like you, and, you know, Alia aligning today with Louise Hay, and I feel like my father was here, Wayne Dyer was here, and Dr. Masaru Emoto, Dolores Cannon, you know, Sylvia Brown, so many people I feel in my heart were with us on this call. So I'm just really grateful, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel them all here, too, and my mom's here, and
totally.
She loves your music, too. She was one of the most positive people I ever have known, and she just, you know, she would, oh, if she was here in person, she would be totally loving your music. But she loved music. She always did. And she always used to encourage me to sing. And it was my dad's mom, my grandmother, that I overheard telling my mom that I should forget about singing when I was 12, why I quit singing for so long. But my mom always encouraged me. And so I'm so thankful that I finally got over that and took singing lessons and have been singing myself. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, I love that you're saying that, too, because I think ultimately when the soul is free, the soul sings. You know, a bird sings just because it's not worried about anything other than just the fact that it sings. And I love how, you know, we are also, I think, at times afraid to sort of use our voice. I know I used to be. And, you know, when I started singing, I sang differently than I do now. But, you know, when I was a kid, I used to belt it out. And, you know, something happens where you sort of start to dim your light and get scared of what people think of you. And that's the thing with singing that always sort of, I always was worried about the judgment of people.
Right.
But I realized I made it about them instead of who it was about, was actually, you know, my heart and my soul and my light with God. So I switched that around when my dad died. And I love that you shared that about you having that fear too. And just that sort of, you know, you took the leap and started to sing. So I love that you have this show and you honor essentially living your music. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way talks about how the people that you're jealous of
mm-hmm.
are doing things that you're supposed to be doing.
Wow. That's a really profoundly beautiful, hugely boom sort of statement, but that's so true.
Yeah, well, she had said she was never really that jealous of women novelists or anything, but women playwrights, oh my God, she would get so jealous. And when I would get the most jealous is when I would see people, including my husband and son, up on stage singing and not being able to get up and sing with them. So the year after my mom's transition, I finally just said, okay, I'm going to take some singing lessons. And the woman told me I was a coloratura soprano and I needed to practice, and that was it.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'm still practicing and still getting over the fear of it, but yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's the thing with, you know, we're all, I always like how Deepak Chopra, I was just with him in Bermuda not that
mm-hmm.
long ago, and he was
mm-hmm.
sharing how you just basically unfold your story, and it's constantly unfolding. So I love that. Yeah, we're a work in progress.
Oh, yeah, I love Deepak. I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, as he says, there's a hidden meaning behind all events, and that hidden meaning is serving in your own evolution.
Yes,
and
there's so many, I know, time.
Oh, we only got 2 minutes left.
I know.
Time is going so fast. So I want you to think about what you want to leave our guests with and say a few words.
Well, I just want to say, you know, make sure that you just take amazing care of yourself. I think, you know, that is the best advice and the best piece of light I've ever heard and listened to, is just to take amazing care of your heart and your soul, and to know that you are loved, and because you are here, you matter. And, you know, if we get that message out more and more, I think, you know, we can help many people just remember that, you know, you are worthy of thriving in life with self-love, so that other people can also love you in return. And there's an amazing movement of self-love and loving sort of expansion happening in the world. So I love riding the waves with everyone that's loving and kind.
Oh, I do too. Surfing it, yes, riding it. Adrienne Louise, Yoga with Adrienne, talks about that a lot. And I love her free YouTube videos. I've been doing those for 3 years now. And yeah, she's going, let's make self-love cool again.
Yeah. Yeah, and shine your light. You know, the world needs all the light it can get, and it's only going to come from one place. That's from within the heart and the soul of us. So, you know, shine.
Oh, exactly. Oh, Paul, thank you so much for all of your music. I love all of your albums.
Thank you so much. And if you'd like to find my work, you can go to bekindness.com. So BEEkindness.com.
Oh, yes, everybody. Do that. And get all of his albums. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being
Thank
who
you so
are,
much.
Finding your light. You're just amazing.
I love you and I love everyone. And thank God for moments like these ones. So have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, Margo, and everyone else, okay?
I love you too, Paul. I love you too. Oh, everyone out there, live your music.
Live your music.
Have a great rest of the day. Bye for
you
now.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Bye.